It's always an honour and a privilege for me in my role as Grand Master on Armistice Day to represent the Orange Institution as a gala to remember all those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Due to ongoing redevelopment work at Schomberg House, we find ourselves at a new location today, though just as poignant. I pay tribute to the Theobald Memorial Lodge for their foresight in organising and maintaining our traditional remembrance service here in East Belfast. This year is particularly significant as we mark the centenary of the outbreak of the First World War. A century later, we quite rightly remember all those who served and those who made the supreme sacrifice on the front line. I think particularly of those in the 36th Ulster Division, as well as the 10th, 11th and 16th Irish Divisions, and reflect on the many tens of thousands of members of the Orange Institution worldwide who bravely enlisted at that time. We recall the courage and fearlessness of those who fought at the Somme and other battlefields, many who took their orange ritual and tradition with them to the trenches, some even wearing their sashes as they went over the top to face the enemy. They did so alongside fellow soldiers from the Roman Catholic and Nationalist traditions, whose valour was equal to that of their Protestant peers, and we rightly acknowledge the joint and unified gallantry today in our commemorations. We also remember the fallen of the Second World War and more recent conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, who have died many thousands of miles away from home. We particularly at this time think of the families of the 453 servicemen and women from across the United Kingdom who paid the ultimate sacrifice during the Afghan conflict against the Taliban. As British troops officially ended combat operations in a strife-torn region last month after 13 years, we should remember with pride those who served on our behalf and in doing so made our world a safer place from the growing threat of terrorism. Among them, Ulster men and women who gave their lives and were maimed not only to protect this country but also the interests of democracy across the world. We remember especially the loved ones of those local military personnel who bravely and selflessly put themselves in harm's way in foreign fields on the front line. We also gather to pay our respects to those members of the security forces who paid with their lives whilst protecting the community against the onslaught of terrorism during the worst of the troubles. We pay tribute to the 332 members of our loyal institution who were callously murdered throughout a tumultuous period for our province. The crime of the vast majority of our brethren in the eyes of Republicans was to don the uniform of their country in response to a violent terrorist campaign. All are simply targeted for being in possession of an orange coronet. We think of their families at this time and assure them of the enduring support of the institution. The innocent victims of terrorism must never be forgotten. At the weekend, I had the humbling experience of attending a remembrance service at the National Cenotaph in Whitehall, London, in tribute to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in their service to the British Crown. As I paid my respects, and as I do so today on Armistice Day, I reflected on the proud military heritage of Northern Ireland and our undisputed track record in terms of active service. Many of our own members have served and continue to serve with the armed forces with distinction, and as an institution we are rightly proud of their endeavours. Whether it be at the Somme, the beaches of Normandy, Basra or Helmand Province, we salute the collective bravery of all those who voluntarily chose to bear arms in the defence of the freedoms we enjoy and take for granted today. Whatever challenges lies ahead, let us stand secure in their memory as we remember them all. Thank you, brothers and sisters.